CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Raviv. Moments ago, the Supreme Court ruled on health care reform, and a key part of the health care reform, the so-called individual mandate, which would compel most Americans to purchase health insurance, appears to have survived. That noise, by the way, is outside the Supreme Court building. Hundreds of demonstrators are there. Believe it or not, those are belly dancers in support of health care reform. Let's turn to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato, joining us live at the Supreme Court. I know you're still reading the printed decision just released, Barry.
Yes, it's a very complex decision, but it appears that the individual mandate, that most controversial aspect of the Affordable Care Act, survives as a tax under Congress's taxing power, but Chief Justice Roberts writes that it has to be construed under the Commerce Clause as something that Congress doesn't have the power to do. Bottom line, it appears to survive as a tax. But the Supreme Court also rules that the expansion of Medicaid that's included within the Affordable Care Act is not constitutional. So it appears that the court has struck down that key aspect of the Affordable Care Act. There's a lot to read here. We'll have to go through the day and determine exactly what this opinion is going to mean. But it appears that the individual mandate at least has survived, but the expansion of Medicaid that's included in the health care reform law is gone. Dan?
We will be coming back to you, Barry, as this day goes on. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. As you see it, this mixed ruling, what does it mean for the health care reform?
Well, it's a surprise, Dan. A lot of people thought it would be the other way around, that the Medicaid expansion would survive and that the individual mandate would not. What the court did, what the Chief Justice did, was to foment a compromise that allows the individual mandate to go forward as a tax. It wasn't what the government had argued, but it's what the law requires. And now we have to wait and see how that impacts the rest of the ruling. But look, if the mandate is okay, it is a big political victory for the White House. It's a big political victory for the Solicitor General's office and for the Congress.
That's the way it looks right now. And by the way, Chief Justice John Roberts appears to have joined the liberals on the court in making some key parts of the ruling. We'll have a lot more coverage as the day goes on. And we're just continuing for reaction. In fact, we expected to hear from President Obama today, especially if the Affordable Care Act, which is a cornerstone of his first term in office, were struck down. If it was struck down, but it hasn't been. Apparently, the key part is affirmed by the court. Again, kind of complicated. The way the individual mandate was written up by Congress, the requirement that Americans purchase health insurance, the court says that wasn't right under the so-called Commerce Act. Let's go back to Barry Bagnato at the Supreme Court. You must be seeing some more as you read the ruling, Barry.
We are, but you know, the one thing that stands out here, Dan, especially, is how fractured the court is over this ruling. Two or three justices, in fact, are only joining together for the Medicaid expansion part of this ruling. They are Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Breyer, and Justice Kagan. The court is badly split, and so it's going to require a lot of interpretation, not only from experts, but from other courts and from legislators to determine exactly what is going on with the ruling.
Okay, thank you. Let's turn back to Andrew Cohen, who joins us by telephone now. On a legal basis, there were three separate cases that went to the court, but the Supreme Court decided to take up the issues rather than these three specific appeals cases, Andrew.
Sure, and what happens, Dan, is the cases get consolidated. That's the best way to describe it. All three of them become part of one decision, and that's why, as Barry says, you have a fractured court. A lot going on here, and the way to look at it sort of conceptually is each of the issues, the mandate, the Medicaid, the Anti-Injunction Act stuff, they all generate their own little votes within the votes, and that's why we're seeing so much fracturing on the court. But again, the headline here is if the mandate survives, most of what the president wanted survives, and he will have John Roberts to thank for it. John Roberts, the one coming over, the Republican appointee, the George W. Bush appointee coming over to that side. It'll be fascinating to read the details, and it'll be fascinating to see what the dissents say, especially from the more conservative justices Scalia and Thomas and Alito. Their thoughts on the mandate should be fascinating.
Again, Dan, when it Barry comes to the individual mandate. Oh, yeah, Barry, I have something to add. Go ahead.
Yes, back at the Supreme Court. It's interesting to read at the very end of the opinion, after the court concludes that the expansion of Medicaid is unconstitutional, it doesn't take the next step of throwing out the entire law. In fact, listen along with me here. It says, the Chief Justice finds that the withholding of federal funds under Medicaid, not the granting of them, is incompatible with the Constitution. So Congress's extension of Medicaid remains available to any state that affirms its willingness to participate. So states that want to participate in this expansion can under this ruling. Also, it says that it finds no basis to tear down the entire Affordable Care Act. It says when a court confronts an unconstitutional statute, its endeavor must be to conserve, not destroy, the legislation. So that seems to be another of those key points that's coming out of this ruling, that the court is not going to tear apart, even with its problems with the Affordable Care Act, it's not going to tear it apart in its entirety. It will still remain, at least in some part, and by the looks of things, in great part.
That's the Affordable Care Act. You could say upheld by the Supreme Court. That would mean a political win for President Obama. So we turn to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Any early reaction or your thoughts, Peter?
Well, not yet from the White House. They are going to analyze this full thing, but we do know we are going to hear from the president at some point during the day. But, Dan, this landmark ruling validates the very glue that binds the entire health care reform law together. The mandate, the rule requiring all Americans to have health insurance, is, of course, the very heart of this law. And, in fact, here's how President Obama described the stakes on it just 2 months ago.
In the absence of an individual mandate, you cannot have a mechanism to ensure that people with pre-existing conditions can actually get health care.
Again, that was the president speaking at a news conference in April. He will again address the nation at some point today after he and his legal and political advisors analyze the full impact of today's ruling. But from a legal and political and practical and legacy standpoint, a big day for this president, Dan.
All right, but a lot to sort out, a lot of details.
Absolutely.
We do expect to hear from President Obama later. Thanks. That's CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Okay, we'll recap what the Supreme Court has done just in the last 5 minutes or so, upholding a key part of the Affordable Care Act. That's the health reform law that was passed 2 years ago, and by that key part, we mean the individual mandate that would require, in general, Americans to purchase health insurance, not agreeing with how Congress did it, but agreeing that that requirement is constitutional if done as a tax under taxation law. All right, a little complicated, it's true, and also a key ruling on the Medicaid part. And all in all, this is, again, a big political headline, the Chief Justice John Roberts, appointed by the Republican George W. Bush, he has sided with the liberals on the court, and so we'll hear dissenting views, and we'll be reporting on them from many of the conservative justices. This has been a CBS News special report with Peter Mayer, Barry Bagnato, and Andrew Cohen. I'm Dan Raviv, CBS News.